Thank you. Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here to share 5 minutes to hopefully kind of brighten your day, at least half of the day anyway. So we'll see what we can do for you. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is coming up in Miles City, Montana. You know, they've been doing this since 1951. You can do the math to figure out how long that's been. We all get started this weekend, May 3rd and 4th, with 1 o'clock start time for the Derby Day races. Live Churchill Downs simulcasting. Also on Mother's Day, May 11th, and mothers will get in free. The Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert on the 15th. All of the Permit Challenge, Wild Horse Races, Mutton Bustin', and more, including the world's biggest one-day bronc match, coming up next weekend. Check it all out at buckinghorsesale.com.
Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know why I like to talk about them? Because they have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com.
Just wanted to send out a congratulations to our friend and yours, Jim Thompson. Jim is a member of the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo Hall of Fame, and a Tom Brokaw Award recipient. So recently, Jim got some pretty big news out of Oklahoma City. How about a nomination for the National Cowboy Hall of Fame? Jim is going to be one of 12 finalists. 6 will be inducted into the National Cowboy Hall of Fame later on this year. Our hats off to you, to Jim Thompson, who spent decades as a rodeo announcer throughout the Dakotas after gaining experience through the broadcasting field. So, way to go, Jim.
Let's give him a high five, everybody. And that probably makes you wonder, what's the history of the high five?
I wondered about that. Just the other day, I was thinking.
You were wondering about it? Well, let me answer that for you. Glenn Burke, a player for the Los Angeles Dodgers, is credited with inventing the hand gesture in 1977. During a game against the Houston Astros, teammate Dusty Baker hit a home run and began rounding the bases. The next batter was Burke, who ran to home plate and held his hand up. Baker, approaching the plate, raised his hand and hit Burke's palm, demonstrating the first high five. You want some more fives?
I guess we might as well.
Okay, here's some random things that weigh 5 pounds. A chihuahua, a bag of flour, 3 dinner plates, 6 pair of jeans, and 2 guinea pigs. They all weigh 5 pounds.
2 guinea pigs.
Huh? Yep. And another 5? Well, the meaningful rings. Each of the 5 Olympic rings represent one of the 5 inhabited continents participating in the summer and winter games. Europe, the Americas, Africa, Australia, and Asia. Yeah. And of course, you know what letters make 5, don't you?
What?
The vowels. A-E-I-O-N-U. How's that sound for 5?
Pretty educational.
And it all comes back to giving Jim Thompson, a dear friend, a high five.
How about called Show Stop Her by R.P. Smith, cowboy poet friend of ours and a rancher, raised his family down around Broken Bow, Nebraska area, Eddyville area. Called Little Bo Peep sold all of her sheep when she started showing horses. Soon, Billy Bob Peep was too lonesome to sleep and had his fill of equine courses. Being the kind of man to take the situation in hand, Billy Bob soon proposed a correction and explained very kindly that he was taking a stand. Those horses had stolen his darling's affection. Billy stated his case with a calmness and grace that would shame the best diplomat. Bo Peep's prompt reply brought a tear to his eye, and back on his heels he was sat. "Pull your head from the sod, you brainless clod. Of course I love them more than you." And away she strode to her trailer load and bid poor Billy adieu. My advice to you, charming Billy, if you want affection, go pet old Rover, but leave Bo Peep alone, and she'll come home as soon as the show season is over.
That's cute.
A nice rhyme by R.P. Smith.
And here's a couple things that should be important in your life. For example, invest in a relationship that will lead someone to Jesus. Love for more minutes a day than you worry, complain, or argue. How about this one? Spread joy or take time out to do something for someone that will brighten their day.
If you find something funny, cute, whatever it might be, interesting, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.